This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, November 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB approves LCFS update. Trump names EPA chief, border czar, two House Dems out. CARB extends LCFS dairy digester credits. As anticipated last week, the Air Resources Board approved an update to the Low Carbon Fuel Standard after a 12-hour hearing that extended into Friday night. It sets a more stringent target for the amount of carbon intensity reduced in gasoline and diesel and maintains carbon crediting for dairy digesters since they avoid methane releases from livestock. Two out of 14 board members voted against the regulation over concerns about the potential impacts of increased gas prices and dairy pollution to vulnerable communities. While other board members sympathized with the concerns, they feared the board would fail to meet its deadline of passing an update by the end of the year if they added more changes to the proposal. CARB staff delivered a detailed presentation on how it was unlikely the amendments would significantly raise gas prices. They also responded at length to board member concerns on the issue. Yet state Republicans and some moderate Democrats blasted the regulation for raising the cost of living in California. The amendment included a resolution tasking staff with beginning the process to consider a livestock methane regulation if dairies do not meet the 40% reduction goal by 2030. And on that note, CARB approved a 20% limit on credits for renewable diesel produced from soybean, canola, and sunflower oils in the update. The biofuel industry complained the cap was unnecessary and would increase the state's reliance on foreign feedstock for biofuels. You can read our full report on biofuels and the LCFS at agripulse.com. Opinion. How dairy families won big at the ballot box in California. In an opinion piece for AgriPulse, Anya Rudabaugh, CEO of Western United Dairies, lays out how she says dairy producers in California were able to soundly defeat a proposed ban on concentrated animal feeding operations in Sonoma County. You can read the full piece at agripulse.com. Private sector conservationists can ease USDA's growing workload. In the final installment of a five-part series, Getting Grounded, AgriPulse examines the nation's conservation delivery system and the mounting challenges facing farmers in getting the help and advice they need to select, plan, and implement practices. The Technical Service Provider Program holds potential for helping USDA meet the growing workload, but recruiting conservation professionals is an ongoing challenge. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump starts to fill key positions for ag. Lee Zeldin, who served as congressman from Long Island for 8 years before leaving to run a tight but unsuccessful race for governor in 2022, likely to be the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. President-elect Trump said yesterday that Zeldin was his choice to lead the agency of about 15,000 employees that is primarily responsible for enforcing laws covering water, air, land pollution, as well as hazardous waste. Zeldin served on the Financial Services and Foreign Affairs Committees in Congress. He has a lifetime 14% score from the League of Conservation Voters, in part because he voted against the Inflation Reduction Act and its outlays for clean energy. In 2020, however, he voted against proposed cuts to EPA's budget. He also voted to address PFAS contamination at military bases. But on biofuels, perhaps most interesting to the renewable fuels industry and farmers who grow corn for ethanol, Zeldin signed a letter with dozens of House colleagues to then EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy seeking a reduction in the renewable volume obligations for 2016. Then in 2017, Zeldin co-sponsored a pair of bills attacking the federal renewable fuel standard. One bill would have repealed the RFS. The other would have stripped corn ethanol from the RFS. Neither bill went anywhere. Meanwhile, on immigration, Tom Holman, a former Border Patrol agent who served as acting administrator of Immigration and Customs Enforcement during the first Trump administration, will serve as White House border czar. He told Fox and Friends that ICE would resume raiding work sites to carry out Trump's plan for mass deportations of illegal immigrants. But Holman said, quote, "I've been clear. President Trump's been clear. Public safety threats and national security threats will be the priority because they have to be." House Ag Committee election shakeups. As more election results are finalized, some House Agriculture Committee members are finding themselves out of a job. Freshman committee member Representative Yadira Kurevo of Colorado conceded her race against Republican Gabe Evans over the weekend. As of Sunday, Evans led Kurevo by less than 2,600 votes, with 95% of the votes reported. The incumbent, who was one of four Democrats who voted to advance the farm bill out of committee in May, faced a race that the Cook Political Report called a toss-up. Republican Representative Lori Chavez de Remmer, whose race was also considered a toss-up, lost her re-election bid in Oregon's 5th District against Janelle Bynum by 3 points. In another closely watched agriculture district, Representative Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa's claimed victory, but the race had not yet been called as of yesterday. Her opponent, Christina Bonahan, trailed by fewer than 800 votes, with 99% of the votes in. Two closely watched California ag districts where incumbent Republicans David Valadao and John Duarte are currently leading have not yet been called. FAO report identifies $12 trillion in hidden costs of agri-food systems. A new study from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations says hidden costs in global agri-food systems amount to $12 trillion a year. The State of Food and Agriculture 2024 says across 156 countries, more than two-thirds of that cost comes from unhealthy dietary patterns that are linked to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, far exceeding the costs related to environmental degradation and social inequalities. The report identifies 13 dietary risk factors, including insufficient intake of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, excessive sodium consumption, and high intake of red and processed meats, with notable differences across various agri-food systems. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, November 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.